You are now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Another episode of Red Fades to Black Radio. That first band was Sound Shock out of Arbroath, United Kingdom.
Are you sure about that?
I wish I could read my own handwriting.
Sound Shock with no C. So it's Sound, S-H-O-K.
Gina's like, I'm going to take...
I didn't find this band, so...
And the name of that song was Severed Circle. You can check them out at www.soundshock.tk. Again, there's no C before the K. Because that's...
That's how the...
Because proper grammar isn't
United
metal.
Kingdom does it, yeah.
So we have a bunch of good bands for you today on Red Face of Black Radio from around the world, including a band from Estonia, which was amazing because if you just watch TV and you've never heard anything out of Estonia, you'd think all they do is lift heavy crap.
Well, that's only because we saw the... It was like the world's strongest man or something, and it was a competition between some dude from England, some dude from Estonia, some dude from Russia, some dude from America, and like some dude from Poland or something, and or something like that. I don't know. And I've never heard of Estonia
world's strongest man, a world's heaviest man.
World's strongest man. Why are you weird?
Because I was like, world's heaviest man.
No, it's
this guy weighs 2,000 pounds.
They did weigh, like, you know, three times the size of me, but, you know.
And they always lift the most ridiculous things.
Yeah, they're like, let's lift 7 cars.
Like, for his next trick,
I was like, oh.
He will balance 8 beer cans on top of his head while picking up a car with his foot. I don't know, it's so weird, and how about the one where they, like, strap into a car? Like, they wear the car, like, on suspenders?
It's weird.
And they walk with a car suspender?
It's weird.
Oh, man. I wonder if they like metal music.
Well, the opening band for it is 12 Stones.
Yeah, but they're not really
metal.
And
the closing band was Korn last time I saw.
They look like rock and roll.
So?
They need some, like, Hatebreed or crazy stuff, or even this band that we just played.
Maybe Hatebreed did closer one time. They have different closers, but they always open up with 12 Stones Adrenaline.
What's it on, like ESPN?
I don't know.
I actually saw it on whatever
station that you got at your apartment.
They showed one guy picking up like some like weird objects on if you go to like Pure Volume's page, one of the advertisements is the guy, one of the strongest guys, and next to it says 12 Stones.
Because
they're using it to like cross promote the album. So like, in case you just happen to be watching this, but
I see.
I don't know if anybody out there watches the World's Strongest Man. I mean,
no one does.
It's kind of like certain shows, like, you can't stop watching. Like, you wouldn't, like, seek it out on your own.
Yeah, but when you find it, you just are like, oh, I think I have to watch it. There was, like, a marathon on of, like, all 7,000 episodes, and I was watching. It was, like, every half hour or something, and I was watching. I watched it for, like, an hour and a half. Stop doing that.
I think we need to play the band from Estonia.
Yeah, sure.
Since we keep
not.
Talking about Estonia. So this next band, the name is Mushy. Which I have no clue why you'd name a metal and rock band Mushy, but it's good music, so whatever. You can check them out at purevolume.com/mushy. And the name of the song is Power of Mass Destruction.
This is what happens when I just hit record in the middle of Jared being stupid. So, you can...
What was so I just laugh like an idiot, randomly.
All the time.
Gina kind of snuck the record button up on me. That last song was by the band Mushy, out of Estonia, with the song Power of Mass Destruction. Purevolume.com/Mushy is the site to go to for more Mushy songs.
M-U-S-H-Y.
It's an interesting name for a band. It reminds me of techno music for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I do not know why, but yeah. Crap, I was just going to say something. I completely forgot. I, like, spaced out.
Oh, senility sets in early, doesn't it?
What?
Senility sets
in early. Yeah, I'm old, man. You hit 24 years of age, you start, like, losing your thoughts and your memory. Why are you taking your clothes off?
I'm not. I'm just cold.
Put your clothes back on.
So my arms are inside my shirt.
Jeannie does this thing where she takes her arms out of her armholes.
They're just in my shirt. Everyone does it. It's just that you do it normally when you're, like, 8, and I do it now.
Gina's like an 8-year-old trapped in a 24-year-old's battery.
I am.
Body.
What is wrong with you? You're like...
It's senility.
I am. I'm 5.
5.
I enjoy my 5-year-oldness.
Hey, slick the microphones over here.
Hey.
You're like, let's talk to
hey,
the
lamp. What's going on?
Gina's talking to a lamp for some reason.
It's cute. It's green. Small.
Green and small.
Very small. Look at this lamp compared to that lamp.
I don't think they can see lamps.
I'm talking to you.
They're probably like, oh, they're trying to be funny and make fun of the I Love Lamp reference.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But no, we're not. But that was a good movie.
That was...
Was that Anchorman?
Oh, that was funny. When Steph told me your mom's screen name was Lamp, I was like, I love Lamp.
Who makes her... Why did you just give out your...
Like, because there's more to her screen name, but...
I thought her screen name was just Lamp.
No, it's not just Lamp. It's like Lamp with some letters and numbers and...
I bet there's a bad name Lamp somewhere.
I hope so. I have some M&M's over there. Would you like to talk about M&M's?
No, no. You could talk about head, though.
I have M&M's. I have... Oh, yeah. But not that kind of head.
Yeah.
It's... Head is a movie, and it's this really trippy movie. It's an extremely ADD, trippy movie on
acid. It's so metal.
It's great.
So yeah, Gina had me watch Head last night, and it was an interesting movie. It has the apparently it's from the 60s, and it stars the Monkees.
It's 1968, and like if, I don't know, because considering the Monkees isn't metal, but like they're
Monkey
like,
metal.
They were like America's answer to the Beatles, so they were like this manufactured band, and like everyone would like all like the like teeny bopper like girls like loved it, but
who were in their like 60s?
All
now?
The probably all the rest of them no like 50s. All the rest of them, everyone else was just always like. Shit on them all the time because they were like, oh, you're manufactured. So this movie was just basically like, yeah, we're manufactured and we don't give a shit what you think now. We're going to do whatever we want. And this is like the real, like, who they are and stuff. And they're just, you know, just crazy stuff. That made absolutely no sense whatsoever. No plot, no synopsis, no nothing.
The part I didn't get was when they were in, like, the war scene fighting and all of a sudden football players started tackling them.
Yeah. There's the other scene was where they were dandruff in some guy's hair and they got sucked into a vacuum. Oh, it was great.
It's very tripped out of, like, apparently if you're on drugs, it makes sense.
You need to be on acid in order to, like, understand this movie.
I think the best part about this movie, Head, was that it was co-written by Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, and they admitted that every time that they, like, wrote this movie, they would smoke up beforehand.
So you should check it out, even if you're not into the Monkees.
It's just so funny.
Gina met the Monkees.
I did, when I was 13.
And weren't they, like, 50 by then?
Yeah.
Apparently Gina has a collection of, like, spaced out, tripped out on
acid 60s
movies. I had,
like, really 60s thing going for a while when I was, like, 12, 13 years old. It was good times, actually. I enjoyed it.
So, yeah, it was an interesting experience, and, it was, I don't know, apparently,
Yeah, Jared saw it for the first time. It was probably, like, my 100th time seeing it, I guess.
They randomly start, like, eating the camera, like, and stuff like that when they get up real close to the screen. They're like, well, let me put her mouth on the camera.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh, and they started doing all that, like, coloring, kaleidoscopy
crap.
Oh,
that's just the stuff that they're not putting their mouth on. That's just them dancing.
Where you open the mirror and there was a giant eyeball inside.
Oh, that was great.
It doesn't make any sense, though. And yet, the only reason we watched it is because we were talking about Les Claypool. Because I was watching a music video.
Yeah, he was talking about how it was, like,
Sausage.
Tripped out and stuff, and I was like, No, you haven't seen Tripped Out until you've seen this movie.
Apparently, Les Claypool has a movie out too called Electric Apricot. Supposed to be like a Tripped Out movie of sorts.
Well, this
so apparently movie, a lot of musicians like to make Tripped Out movies.
Wait, their movie was called Head for the sole fact that they wanted to put out a sequel, and the headlines could be from the guys who gave you Head.
I'm sure that's why they named the movie Head.
I'm serious. That's why they named the movie Head. I'm not kidding.
That's so dumb. Oh man. Oh, Head. Did they ever put out a sequel?
No.
Is that 33 and 3rd?
I don't really know. I don't think so. No. No.
It wasn't popular at all.
It was. Not that it was. It was.
And somehow
time,
Gina owns it.
But yeah, I own it. I've owned it since I was like 9. it was funny when I was 9.
So anyway, enough Head.
Yeah.
And more music.
Yeah.
This next band is called Seventh Son, and you can check them out at myspace.com/7th Son. So Seventh Son. He's just like, keep going.
He keeps looking at me like he needs confirmation.
Confirmation. And they're out of Vancouver, Canada, with the name of the song is Serenity Now. And I kind of think that song name is a reference to George Costanza's dad in the show Seinfeld. If you've ever seen Seinfeld, and he gets mad and he goes, Serenity Now! Kramer does it too. So anyway, this is Seventh Son out of Canada. Enjoy.
Then I moved to the sky.
Buzzing. You gotta love the little feedback at the end there to end that song out of Canada. Vancouver, Canada.
Yes. Vancouver's in British Columbia.
I was waiting for you to drop the X-Files reference, because, you know.
Nope, that wasn't what that was.
We talk about X-Files every now and then on the show.
I used to have a friend in Vancouver, British Columbia.
But isn't that where they filmed the X-Files?
Yeah, but that's not what I thought of. I used to have a friend that lived there.
See, we should ask that band, Seventh Son, if the Serenity Now will say, yeah. A reference to Seinfeld.
Here we go. We're asking them.
We're asking them. We are asking them.
If they listen to the show, yes. They'll know that we're asking them.
Is that song a reference to Seinfeld and George Costanza's dad and Cosmo Kramer?
And Jared's the nerd who would be like, I'm obsessed with it. I know.
Seinfeld's like the greatest show about nothing ever and stuff.
I guess.
And we're also debating going to check out that movie, One Missed Call.
I don't know if I'm going to see it. I already saw it's a remake of a Japanese movie in which I saw the Japanese version and just read the subtitles. And it's basically, like, the same thing, except Americanized. It's a little different, but ew, what are you doing? It's a little different, but it's, you know, I think basically the same concept, so I don't know. I'm not a movie person.
I almost said 1 hour photo, but that's a completely different movie.
It's a completely different
movie. That was a creepy-ass movie, 1 hour photo. I didn't know Robin Williams could be such a creepy person.
I don't really like Robin Williams.
You should check it out. It's a really weird, stalkerish movie.
That's disgusting.
But yes, maybe if we see One Missed Call, we'll talk about it next show, but...
I don't know.
We'll see. It's, essentially you get a voicemail of you dying, and then you die.
I'm sure they've seen the,
Japanese one?
No, I'm sure they've seen the commercials.
Well, you don't know if it's a worldwide movie or not.
It is.
And it's released worldwide.
If I saw the one that was Japanese... I feel as though I feel like the American, that's American.
The American movie companies seem to just be taking ideas from like the Japanese movies.
Yeah.
You know, The Ring, The Ring 2.
Everyone was raving about The Ring, and really, that movie.
I thought the first one was okay.
Nothing for me.
So I thought the first one was good. I didn't really care about the second one or see it or whatever. It was kind of creepy, and the girl who played it was really good at playing it, the Samara girl. But anyway, we're about to wrap this show up. With a band out of Zurich, Switzerland. The name of the band is Tribes of Cain.
And we're not sure if we played them before. So if we did and you've heard them... I want to say I'm sorry, but really, if you like them, then there's no need to say I'm sorry. So.
And you can check them out at purevolume.com/Tribes of Cain. The name of the song is Supra Assertum. I think I pronounced that right. And once again, it's Tribes of Cain. Thank you again for tuning in. And... check back for new episodes next week.